Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining us this evening for On Fire to Inspire. I don't take it lightly because many of us wear so many hats, and I thank you for joining us today. The topic today is you are able to make a difference. But before we jump into the show, I want to thank all of our sponsors for the show this evening. I want to thank Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. You can purchase her book on any online bookstore. She is on any online bookstore presence. I tell you, that's a great read. We have Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Unique Expression by Design, they specialize in your custom or products, business, or professional, or your personal products. They take care of your T-shirts, your cups, your pens, your mugs, journals, anything that needs to be customized, they can take care of you. That's www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Also, there's Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, located at 1501 Highway 138. Beside Golden Crust in Conyers, Georgia, they're located inside of F&D Beauty. They specialize in hair care and beauty needs. That's relaxers, twists, natural hair, quick reads, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, you name it, they do it. Ask for Ross. And then we have Dr. Janae Bishop, Have Joy LLC personal development coach, and she is the author of How Much Joy Is in Your Journey. You can purchase her book on Amazon.com or www.HaveJoyLLC.com. And then finally, PrintTara.com is your one-stop shop to business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. Tell any of our sponsors that you heard it here first on Fire to Inspire, and they will definitely take care of you. Well, we are back to our amazing show this evening. And again, you are welcome, welcome, welcome for joining us tonight. The topic is you are able to make a difference. And I'm so excited to have these wonderful kings on the show, Mr. Daniel Randall, as well as the unstoppable coach, Terrence Leffridge. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the platform, gentlemen. How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
How you doing? I'm fine. I'm great.
Amen, amen. Well, welcome to On Fans. We am honored to have you guys on my show. We have two powerful kings of the kingdom joining us. So thank you so much.
Well, it is always an honor to be back on your show, Queen Aaliyah, On Fire to Inspire. You know, you definitely knock it out the park every time you come on the airwaves, filling us with all that purposeful information and all that inspiration to help us make it through our week. So I thank you. We thank you for what you do, and we're both humbled to be on your show this evening.
Yes, ma'am. I'm honored and humbled.
Well, thank you so much. Well, I want each of you to introduce yourself to the audience.
But why don't we start with Danny, since I've graced your airways before. So, Danny, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself first?
I will. I'm proud and honored to be here, Ms. Queen Aaliyah. My name is Danny Randall, yes, Jr. I'm author of Thoroughly Immersed, Father's Guide to Embracing and Enjoying a Special Needs Child. I'm coming to you from a very special place. When Daniel was first born, I took him from a hospital right to my Aunt Valley Coney and let her lay hands on him and pray over him. And I knew once that happened, I knew his journey would be a special one. And I'm just so happy to be here. We're on the south side near Inglewood community in Chicago.
All right. Welcome, 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 King Daniel. All right, Unstoppable Coach, introduce yourself.
Well, you know, it's an honor and a pleasure to be on the show again. I am Terrence, your Unstoppable Life Accountability Coach with Unstoppable Coaching Services, where we help you create your vision, implement your vision, but Aaliyah, more importantly, we hold you accountable to making that vision a reality. We all realize that we can do the first two things by ourselves. Some people have already created the vision they want for their lives. Some people have already put some steps and strategies in place, but then life gets in the way. And it's when life gets in the way and it's when challenges and obstacles come in your way that I come alongside you as your accountability partner to help you be your cheerleader, to help you with strategies, and to sometimes kick you in your assets when that's needed so that you can live the life that you were born to live.
I love that. I love that. Love that, live the life that you were born to live. Because one of the things I say each and every week is it's time to stop existing and start living the life that God created you to live. So I'm so, so excited to have you guys both on the platform. So I allowed you guys to select the topic. And the topic tonight is you are able to make a difference. Now, you don't have to break down the acronym quite yet. Just tell us, what does the topic itself mean to you?
So go ahead, Danny. What does that mean to you?
Well, what that means is once you live in your purpose, like I'm doing now with my special needs son, you are able to inspire others to do the same. And a lot of people don't realize these children are here to make us better people, to make us better Christians, to make us better fathers and husbands. And we have, it's our obligation to inspire people who are going through the same thing, that is their purpose as well. These children make – God knows who these children are coming to. And we are chosen for this path.
Man.
I love
Unstoppable
it.
Coach.
And, you know, to piggyback on what he says, as an accountability coach and as a speaker, many times I see people feel like they don't make a difference. What they're doing doesn't make a difference unless you're doing it on a grand scale, unless you're an Oprah in the entertainment world, or unless you are a Beyonce in the music world, or unless you are President Obama. What you do doesn't make a difference. And I'm here to tell you, just by being on shows like this and talking to inspirational young men like Danny Randall, I know for a fact that everybody is able to make a difference. And it doesn't necessarily matter if you're making that difference to 10,000 people or to one person. You have something inside of you, and you were divinely created for that purpose, to make the difference in the life of somebody else. We were all created for relationships, Aaliyah, and that's what each and every relationship that we enter into does. It makes a difference one way or the other, whether it's going to be positive or negative. The choice is ours.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Did you have something else to add?
No, that's pretty much that's pretty much the premise that I was working off of, and having the opportunity to work with Danny on this project, this new baby, as I call it, because he's got two kids, but this book is his third child. It was a labor of love, and it has birthed new opportunities for him in his life and in his world, as well as in my life, being able to partner along with him and see the meteoric rise that this book has taken. I mean, it's taken on a life of its own, thoroughly immersed in that, because he knew that what he had to say, what was deep inside of him, was going to make the difference. Mm-hmm. It was making a difference in his own life, and now he's seeing how it has manifested itself, and it's making a difference in the lives of many people that he comes in contact with on a daily basis.
Amen, amen. I just want to do a quick pause and thank all of our Semi-World Radio listeners who've tuned in live through the broadcast, listening in, through the download. We are now listening. You can actually listen to us via Semi-World Radio on CW Radio Network. You can download the app for free through your app store, through Google or iTunes, Google Play and iTunes. So, hello, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. We are live and in person with On Fire to Inspire and Semi-World Radio. So I'm so excited.
Woo-hoo!
For the open doors. Amen.
Big time.
I tell you, to God be the glory. Well, gentlemen, that is wonderful. And you guys are on and live and in person, my first show with them. So welcome, welcome, everyone.
Right.
They have a presence here throughout the United States, as well as European listeners and Africa, people in Africa. So I thank God for the open door. So, gentlemen,
wow.
I want you to break down. You are able to make a difference. Tell me.
So, well, I'd be more than willing to tell you this. So you are able to make a difference. When I was thinking about this, it came to light because here in Chicago, in addition to working with Danny on his wonderful cause as far as autism advocacy is concerned, I've had the opportunity to work with other groups, different races, different nationalities, different causes over the last couple of months out of The Power of Collaboration, the latest book that I created along with the Men of Vision, that Queen Aaliyah, you were part of our wonderful conference that we had down in Atlanta in April. So thank you again for lending your voice to that wonderful conference that we had. And I saw the work that you were doing in Atlanta, and I saw the work that's going on here in Chicago. And, you know, we see on social media the work that's happening all across the country. And it just God spoke to me and said that people, individuals, are able to make a difference. And then I said, well, God, what do you mean that individuals are able to make a difference? Well, we know that just like when you go to a pond and when you were a kid, think back to when you were a kid and you picked up that rock and you threw it into the water. You remember that, Aaliyah? You remember doing that when you were growing up?
Yes.
So, you know, when you throw that pebble into the water, it makes a splash. And then
uh-huh.
you see a ripple from that splash. And so, yeah, that's mm-hmm. cool. Ooh, it made a ripple. And if you probably were an athlete like Danny, you could probably skip the rock across the lake, and it would go three, four, five ways across the lake before it actually went underwater. Danny's the athlete in this conversation,
yeah,
clearly. So, but
appreciate
after
the
that ripple, you didn't really pay attention to what was happening, but God did. And out of that ripple, it would flow into the rest of the water in the lake, then into the ocean, and then across the world. It's one thing I know, that a ripple can create a wave, and a wave can
mm-hmm.
create a tsunami. And we,
mm-hmm.
me, you, Danny, we are all tsunamis for change in our community. But how do we go about doing
yeah.
that? We go about doing that with the four acronyms. So basically, the four acronyms for being able to make a difference are, number one, your actions. What
mm-hmm.
you are doing right now with On Fire to Inspire each and every week is an action step. You are lending your voice across the airwaves, across the world right now, to show people that they have what is necessary inside of them to inspire not only themselves to live on their purpose, but to inspire others. You are the purpose midwife. You don't birth babies. You birth dreams. You birth destiny. You birth new hope. You birth purpose. And you do it each and every week. It's that consistent action that you're doing that is making a difference. I dare say there's somebody who's going to listen to this call right now live, or who's going to listen to the replay, that as a result of listening to On Fire to Inspire, they are going to be inspired. They're going to catch fire in their purpose, and they're going to move to the next level of their greatness because of your action. You are able to make a difference because of that action. And then you believe in what you're doing. That's the second thing. You have to believe in your purpose. You stepped out on faith. You walked away from your corporate job because God told you that this is where you needed to be. I do coaching, and I talk to people, and I lend my voice as a speaker and as an author to people because that is my purpose, and I believe that's what I was brought here to do. Danny works tirelessly with his son each and every day, and he works with other people within the autism community because he knows that that is his purpose, and he believes in what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
And when you add the belief to the action, oh, that is an unstoppable combination for change, and you make a difference in everybody's life. But the third thing is that now we take that belief and we take that action, and we now leverage our beliefs and our actions with the leverage, with the like-minded individuals who believe the same thing, who believe in the same causes and are looking to take action to move forward in that same realm that we are. We leverage our skills. We leverage our talents. We leverage our gifts for the greater good. So now that we're not only making the difference in one person's life, we're making the difference in hundreds of lives, thousands of lives, and even millions of lives. But then there's that final ingredient, that says that you have to have a level of expectation. Now, Aaliyah, I've gotten to know you a little bit over the past year. I'm sure you wouldn't be doing this week in, week out, taking time away from your son and taking time away from other things that you didn't do if you didn't have an expectation for what this show can do and how it can be a blessing to others. Each and every week that when you come on the airwaves, you expect that you are going to bless somebody's life, you're going to empower somebody's life, you're going to inspire somebody's life, and ultimately, you're going to change somebody's life. That's your expectation. And it's when you align that belief, the ability, the actions, the leveraged lessons with other people, and the expectations for success, that's when you truly create a ingredient, create a formula that's going to make the difference in the lives of anyone you come in contact with. So that's what ABLE stands for.
Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. It is. So, Danny, how have you been able to use ABLE to make a difference in the autism community?
Well, what allows me to do so is, other than the goodness of God, is just not just my belief, but the revelation that having a child like Daniel is my purpose. Because the facts remain that I did not go to God and volunteer to have a special needs child. I wasn't, at the moment of his birth, it wasn't announced that, hey, you got a special needs child. And I wasn't even forewarned up front. I wasn't given notice. So therefore, being a spiritual man, I know that I know that I was chosen for this task. It's a challenging task. And I'm here to encourage fathers. A lot of fathers are in denial, and they, not to judge anyone, but they depart, and understandably so. But these children come into our lives to make us better people, better men, and everything. You just got to, that's what, like the book says, and you have to embrace it. It's challenging, but once you embrace that challenge, that's when you begin to enjoy this precious life that you have to lead through here, that you have to take care of. And when these small tasks that they complete, it just brightens your whole day. It makes your world better. And it's just awesome. And it's nothing more invigorating knowing that you walk it in your purpose. God knows who these children are coming to. And if you look at it that way, you'll accept that challenge and you just move forward and walk in the belief and faith.
Amen. So you have written a book. You authored a book as a result of this being the chosen one for this for the son that you have. God have blessed you with. Give us the title of your book.
It's A Father's Guide to Embracing and Enjoying the Special Needs Child. The name of it is Thoroughly Immersed. Thoroughly immersed is a phrase that we use in my fraternity. I'm belong to a fraternity. I'm a man of a fraternity, Omega Psi Phi fraternity. And in doing things, you must thoroughly immerse yourself. Even though how daunting the task is, you have to submerge yourself in it. You have to accept that challenge and stay in it to the bitter end. And once you make your biggest challenge your cause, then that's when you can make a difference in your life and the lives of others. That's what I believe in. Because I just dads need to realize, these fathers is listening now that have children with special needs. They're not doing exactly what they need to do, and I was one of them. You need to turn around, stop doing what you're doing, and go home to that child. That you need that child can do more for you than you can ever do for them, first of all. That child, those children, they strengthen us. They empower us. Once you stay in prayer and stay with your child, you'll see. That's my main objective. That's my main motive right there.
Wow. Wow. I love it. You said some key points that I just am posting right now. You did. You said some key points that I'm posting right now, Daniel. And it, you said accept the challenge and stay with it. Make it your call, and then you make a difference in your life and the life of others. That's a powerful statement.
Well, the Bible said once. See, what autism did for me, it convicted me. And the Bible says once a man is convicted, he strengthens his brother. Once something hits you like that, you just can't keep it to yourself. You know, you got to strengthen
right.
others. And I know that the devil likes to make us believe that we all alone. I knew I wasn't alone. But once that spirit moved me, hit me, once I was convicted, hey, I'm going to help make a difference in as many people as I possibly can. God knows who these children are going to. And you would, like I said, I did not go to God and volunteer to have a special needs child. I wasn't even, the doctor didn't announce it at his birth. So I was chosen. Like our pastor in church says, every challenge that you have, you are anointed for that. But a lot of people just do not realize. They need to realize that whatever you're going through, how hard it is, the hardest challenge, you were anointed for that. And once you come out of that, you'll be a better person. And in fact, you can change the world with that. The people that's going through the same thing, you can deliver that message.
Amen, right. Amen. How old was your child when they diagnosed him?
He was two. He was like close to 2 years old. And, of course, our first there was an anger, and then there was denial. Then it took fellowshipping with the right people. It took a chance meeting with the great late in Chicago with Bishop Arthur Brazier. And he just sitting there. And we were going through a tough time. And my wife decided to call him because we lived near the church, but we were not members there. And I didn't think he would call. So I kind of said some things. Hey, he's not going to call us. We don't belong there. And he called us, and he brought me in and just set me straight. But he talked to me in a way a grandfather would talk to a loving grandchild. Just talked to me in a calm, firm manner. He said, well, and explained to me, hey, I have to do better. I mean, he didn't get loud. It was just so humbling. I knew I was in the presence of greatness. The way he just talked to me, it was like sitting back. It was like being with a great man of God, but also being like sitting on a porch with your grandfather, just having a good humble talk. And it started to change. And it changed me right away, but that's when it all started.
Okay. And Unstoppable Coach, you were about to say something.
So, yeah, I was going to say, you know, he was talking about that you're chosen for this, and Danny will be the first to tell you, and he told you in the book, Thoroughly Immersed, that he ran from this. You know, it was something that at first when his son was diagnosed at 2 years old, he didn't understand what this big, crazy word called autism was, and Danny, what was your response to the doctor when he told you what autism was? What did you tell the doctor?
I told him fix it. And see, in my world, you know, if there's a problem, it's okay. I told him, see, he said you can't fix autism. I said no, fix it. Well, it don't work that way. And that is began to change. Some things just can't be. God just don't put things in your life for a quick fix. That's not how it works. It's a process. It's a process. And through this process, you become a different person. You have to change. And you can change. Once you change, you can change the situation or help it become better or accepting it. You have to change. And I had to change. It was difficult for me to accept being at night. I was a tough Chicago cop, and I coached football at Lindblom High School, winning football games. And I'm like, there's no way. It's no. I mean, I expect, okay, he's physically fit. Okay, he's going to fall right in line, fall in one of those career choices. But it didn't happen. God had a different plan. Caught me off guard. God doesn't have to tell you what he's going to do. You don't make an announcement. Once you were chosen, that's it. You got to accept that. I wish
you did. An additional level to that is that as men, we're born, raised, bred to believe that our number one goal in life is to fix things around the house, to fix things at work, to fix things in the relationship, to fix things on the car. We're always fixing things. And if we can't fix something, then by our innate nature, we feel like we can't make a difference. And that's where the change took place in Danny's life. And that's where the change takes place in a lot of our lives. Once we realize that we don't have to just fix something to make a difference, oh, then we can do some things to really affect change. But sometimes we got to fix the way we think first in order to be able to make a difference in somebody else's life.
I like that because it begins in our head. It begins with the mindset. Once we shift the mindset, then anything can happen. Because you can't stay
definitely
in the same place. I tell people all the time, you want kingdom results. You can't think with proper mindset, with a slave mentality or a broken mentality, and think you're gonna get kingdom results. That doesn't line up.
Oh yeah. That's a tweetable.
That's tweetable. Yes, it is. It is. I'm gonna have to tweet that out. So, gentlemen, so you guys are on this path, doing this thing, doing it well. I'm so proud and honored to be able to have you guys on the platform. So Daniel, what are you doing next? Are you having some scheduled book signings that's coming up? Tell us about some things that you have going on so the listeners will know how to find you, how to follow you.
Well, this in Chicago, this July the 10th, I'm having the book signing at on 63rd and Woodlawn at the Robust Coffee Shop. And that's July the 10th.
Okay.
And that's at 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And that Friday, the 15th of July, I'm having another book signing at the Chicago Police 3rd District, which is a district which I live in. I have a book signing there. And it's just been wonderful. I've been getting a huge support from my Omega Psi Phi fraternity brothers and my brethren from the Chicago Police Department. They've been extremely supportive. It's not a day goes by when someone asks me about a book or where asks me for a book. I can't keep them, but it's a blessing, and I'm just sure my message is touching people. I'm glad it is. I'm just glad to be a servant. Like the song said, "Master, can you use me?" I'm just trying to be used, you know.
Yes, and it sounds like you are being used. Well, did you guys have anything else to say before we open up the lines to the callers?
No, let's go ahead and open up the lines.
Let's go
see
ahead
who's
open
out
them
there.
Up.
Go
okay,
ahead.
All right. So if you have a question or a comment, press 1 and you'll be live with us, and you'll be able to ask a question for Terrence, Daniel, or myself, or you can just make a comment. All right, we have a caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live. Who do we have with us this evening?
I am Sally Coney. I am Daniel's auntie, and I am very honored.
Hi, Miss Sally.
Hello.
Good evening.
Ma, that's where we at.
Welcome.
Yes.
Thank you.
This is a blessing.
I am excited about your title, On Fire to Inspire. That caught me, and it ran deep into my soul because I such agree with you on that. God has drawn
Amen.
Me from a lot of long ways and made me to understand that I have a purpose here. And you're on
yes.
fire to inspire. That lets me know that I'm on target. And I'm excited about the men, these two men on your program, and how they are so in on fire also. The women, we do so much. You don't always hear all that the men are doing, and that lifts the women
yes.
up the more.
Yes.
And I thank God for that.
Yes.
Because the men are to be the
yes.
head of the body.
Mm.
And when they stand up, the boys will stand up, and the women will be
mm-hmm.
more so in prayer. And I just thank God for
yes.
you, and keep up the good work. You and these men, keep it up. I thank God for you. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. I love you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for dialing in and listening, because I'm telling you, like you said, when the head is in order, everything else is going to fall into place. So thank you so much for that. Yes.
Isn't that
yes,
awesome?
Yes.
Isn't that awesome, Queen Leah? How awesome is God? He got Valley right in there. And that's why I broadcast it from here. That is why.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes,
that is
yes,
incredible.
Yes.
Wow.
That is. Mm. That is. Well, we
God
thank you again for joining us tonight. I'm telling you, you've been such a blessing. Your spirit is so refreshing. So thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
All right. Guys, I tell you, this is powerful, powerful, powerful. If you have a question or a comment, you press 1 and you'll be joining the two kings on the platform of On Fire to Inspire tonight. Go ahead and don't be shy now. Go ahead and press 1 if you have a question or comment, because I'm telling you, these are some powerful, powerful gentlemen that are here on assignment, and they are here to help. You gentlemen still here with me?
Oh, yeah. We listen.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to make sure I didn't lose either one of you. Okay, we have another caller.
Hey.
Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You're live with Aaliyah Daniel and Terrence. Who do we have online?
This is Sonia Weisingle.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
I'm well. How are you all? You seem to be doing well, all of you.
Hey, hey, Sonia. How are you?
Yes.
Pretty good. I do have a question for you, Daniel.
Yes.
You said that you were a cop and you were also a coach. So
mm-hmm.
early on when you learned the diagnosis, did you go introspectively and begin to think, well, is it something about you or something that you did that may have caused this? Did you tend to feel that way possibly?
No, not at all. I didn't think it was nothing with me. It's just, it was difficult, like I said, but I had to go to another place spiritually to get the meaning. And that was my purpose. I was chosen for that. Like I said earlier, we not, you know, you can't take it personal. It's not personal, but it's the way God wanted it to be. And it wasn't easy accepting that. And some men, I give them credit, they accept it right away, but the type of alpha-type male that I was, it was difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why
yeah.
my message is important. Because if some men like me, you figure, okay, basically I'm a control freak. I was used to being in control, being in charge. And when something like that hits a person of my personality type, it's more difficult. It's more moving.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get in the right place, you can take those leadership qualities and use it to advocate for autism, advocate for your cause.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I just have a tendency to think that sometimes when there's things maybe outside of our control, we tend to think maybe something about us, you know, may have caused that to go awry or something like that. So I was just really curious if you had a reflective thought like that, because I know a lot of times just any type of occurrence that we don't really understand, we tend to wonder, how did we work that formula? How did we come into maybe that chain effect, or how did we cause it? So I was just really curious about that, because I can imagine finding that out early on. You would think, you know, well, what did I not do right, or how may I have caused this? And like you said, it's, you know, it could possibly be that you haven't had, or you didn't have anything to do with it at all. It just happens to be one of those things that you were just chosen for. But sometimes it really hit hard. You know, it can really hit home. And you think about, like you said, you wanted the doctor to fix it. And so being that wasn't one of those things that could be fixed through a doctor, but you just had to be flexible and adjust. And really accept it, you know, and I mean, really accept the gift that it is. I mean, because it changed you for all the better. So I was just
exactly.
really curious about it.
Sure. And so well, God had to use somebody like me. He had to see some men. I'm not. There's some men. A lot of men more gentle or more passive than I am, and who
mm-hmm.
are accepting of it. But then he had to take somebody like me. Somebody who loves it. I mean, come on, somebody who would have difficulty accepting it, the most difficulty accepting. God, sometimes he used people that you don't expect, okay, the least likely. God loves the least likely.
Right.
Okay, well, you know, there's some men who are, like I said, more passive, more calm, more conservative than I am, and their
mm-hmm.
message would be taken, interpreted differently from someone like me. He had to use somebody like me. And once I accepted
mm-hmm.
that, I just kept moving.
I hear you.
And Sonia,
you.
I think that's the key word he said right there. Once he accepted it, because again, many
right.
times we're not able to make a difference in the lives of others because we don't accept that we've got that power. We all have that power inside of us to make the difference in the life of somebody else. It's like I said earlier, it's that relationship. But sometimes because of the doubt, like you mentioned, not specifically in Danny's case, but it could be in some other father who's dealing with the same situation, they might have said, well, they might have blamed themselves. They might have wondered, well, what did I do wrong? Or what did my wife do wrong? Or what did the doctors do wrong that led to this
right.
situation? You know, it's
right.
always easier to blame it on something else than to accept what has happened. But it's in that acceptance that Danny
mm-hmm.
was able to embrace now the diagnosis of autism, and now he was able to now get back to enjoying raising his child, because as he says in the book, he doesn't have an autistic child, he has a child
mm-hmm.
with autism. The autism mm-hmm. doesn't define his child.
Right.
Autism is
right.
just one of the symptoms his child has, one of the
right.
one of the challenges his child has. And we all have challenges in our lives. But when we accept those challenges, that's when we start to make the difference in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we start to make the difference in the lives of others.
Mm. Yeah, and perspective is everything. Perspective is everything.
Definitely.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. That was a great question. And guys, you really, really did a great job of answering that question. All right. Do we have any other callers that had a question or comment for my kings here tonight? King Daniel and King Terrence, the Unstoppable Coach. Do we have anyone else? Had a question for these gentlemen.
And while we're waiting on those other calls to come in again, and we just want to congratulate you, Aaliyah, because again, you are able to make a difference in the lives of people each and every week, not only with this show, but with all the other things you do. And that's why we were definitely honored when the opportunity presented itself to come on your show, to collaborate with you, and to get Danny's message out about what he's doing in the autism community and with his son to be able to make a difference in their lives.
Yes. And I'm so excited about having you guys on. I tell you, it's one thing to hear God tell you to do something. It's a whole nother animal when you decide to do it. But I tell you, I don't take anything back. I don't. I mean, I've been doing this for 18 months straight. When God said to do it, I have not taken a break. 1 month I did try to take a break for Thanksgiving. I was going to do a replay, and he was like, no, you're doing a live show entitled What Are You Thankful For? And it blessed so many people. All right, we have another caller, Jen, so here we go. Welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with my two kings tonight, Daniel and Terrence. Who do I have online with us?
Well, now we have three kings on the line. It's Dr. Ed Womack.
What's going on?
Everybody. How y'all there?
Good evening.
Hey, hey, hey.
On Fire to Inspire. How are you?
Good evening, King. Fine. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Forgive my noise in the background, Brother Daniel and my brother from another mother, Coach Terrence Lefferts. Just wanted to pop in and just say that I'm really proud of what you guys are doing, and the momentum that is continuing to grow is really exciting. It's eclectic, and it's awesome to see that when challenges of life face you, that you're able to realize the value in it to be able to bless others. And so I got a question for Daniel. And I've had Daniel on my show as well. I've been watching you, brother. So, again, congratulations on your quest and your journey. But I got to believe that as you pursue along the journey, that every day ain't Christmas. It ain't easy to get up and do what you do. And I definitely hear that you have a spiritual core. But let's keep it real. Some of our brothers out there you mentioned are not quite stepping up to the plate. What enables you when you get to those moments where you want to just give up, that you are able to press on through that despite the naysayers and the player haters? What keeps you going, Brother Daniel? Mic check. Can you guys hear me?
Danny, did we lose you?
Danny, he might have
muted himself. Mic check.
So why
Danny,
don't you take
this there?
Stab at that, Coach C?
Yeah. So you know what?
Let
me tell you. He tells me great stories about his son and his son's accomplishments each and every day. See, once he decided to embrace the challenge and not just look at it as the whole situation and not look at it as the final stand or the final verdict, just grew. Danny, are you back? Mic check. Danny, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. Yeah, we lost you there for the second. So I was just beginning to tell them.
I'm in Apple Valley, so, you know, that little dude, I got a friend named Willie Smith, and he called Satan that little dude. You know, that little dude again for a little while, but, you know, he gone now. So I'm at Apple Valley, so we ran that little dude up out of here. That's all that was.
And so, Danny, I was beginning to tell them about all the astonishing things you tell me about what your son has been able to accomplish despite his challenges, and you use that as motivation to continue to move forward even when you see other brothers around you who may not be stepping up to the plate with their own kids, whether their kids have no challenges or whether they face the same type of challenges that you face on a daily basis. And you just told me about Danny and a swim challenge that he had today, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, but did you all answer, Mr. Womack, you asked me something. Did you all not hear my comment to Mr. Womack's question?
So you probably broke up a little bit, so why don't you repeat it?
Did I?
Yeah.
Mr. Womack, what was the question you asked? Did you hear my reply?
I did not hear your reply. The question
was,
as difficult as it is, how do you keep going when you want to give up and people are possibly naysaying and actually looking at you like, why are you doing that or how are you doing that? What do you use to dig deep and keep it moving?
Well, the stone hard fact that this is my purpose. Once you walk in your purpose, yeah, you remember different challenges, but that's what keeps you going. And once you walk in your purpose, there's certain things, allowances that God will give to you, like my physical condition. I'm in great health for a man my age. He's not going to allow me to get weak. He's not going to allow me to get old. I can't even grow old. When you got a child like Dan, you got to stay in tip-top shape, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. I can't get old like everybody else can. I can't get weak or sick. But once you walk in your purpose, that's the main motivation right there.
I love it, man. I'm just really proud of you, man. And again, been watching you since the launch of your book, you and Coach T, Tan the Road Up and Blessing Lives. So, man, congratulations and just keep what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing, King.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you.
Thanks for down there.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Womack. Man, rise up, radio.
Dr. Womack. Guys.
Thanks. All right, gentlemen. I tell you, we have some great questions. We have another caller. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bring it on.
All right. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. You are live with King Terrence and King Daniel. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hello.
Hi. Is Edna Lopi?
Hi.
I'm Daniel T. Edna Lopi.
Ah!
Hi.
How are you? Oh, the whole family here.
Daniel. I'm so smiling with pride. I simply smile.
Are you proud of me, Auntie? Am I doing okay,
yes,
Auntie?
Yes, Daniel, I am.
All right. As long as I can make the family proud.
Yeah, I wanted to continue listening and not say anything, but I have to just say I love you, and you keep moving, baby. Move forward like I know that you will, because you always have. I remember when you was a little old thing. And I used to babysit with you. I used to have you. And you, and just like you are now, you were forceful.
I knew that was a challenge. You can write a book on that problem.
Right. But anyway, I'm very proud of you, and I love you. And
I
when I get you, oh, that's your uncle hollering in the background. You hear him? Hello?
Where's the Uncle Ferris? He finna get over.
Yeah. You got it. Chico, I when you get that book signed, if you hold my book down, because I don't have my book yet.
Okay, do you have a chance? Do you have a chance? Right across the street from my house.
All right.
Five.
All right.
Wonderful. Oh, man.
I love you. You keep on keeping on. Bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
yes.
you so much for dialing in.
Thank you for
appreciate
calling
that.
In. See, Aaliyah, it's laughter
right,
like that.
It.
It's laughter
exactly.
like that. That just lets you know that it's a testimony to that Danny is able to
it
make
is.
A difference, and he's making a difference in the lives of people
right.
that maybe haven't even told him yet that he's making a difference in their lives.
Right. And, you know, people don't realize just pressing one and just saying, hey, I'm here, I'm listening, and, you know, Danny, keep it that is so encouraging, you know. So I thank each and every person that has done that. And we have another caller. You guys ready?
There's somebody else from my family.
All right. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. You are live with Aaliyah, King Daniel, and King Terrence. Who do we have online with us?
Hello.
We can barely hear you. You're far away from the phone.
You're a long way away from the phone. Can you come a little closer? Hello, we're here.
Hello?
You're live.
Oh, hi. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah,
hi,
we hear
I'm
you
Danny's
now.
Brother. Oh, can you hear me? Yeah.
Hi,
no,
Danny's brother.
Wait, over here. Hold on. Wait. wait, my mother's right here. Hold on.
Well, hello. I have been trying to get this line. I was about to.
It's my mom.
Okay,
line.
Oh, your
my
mother.
God.
Your
quit.
Mother has been
quit.
Trying to get in since you first stopped talking. I'm Clara Randall, extremely proud mother. I'm extremely proud mother of Daniel Randall, proud grandmother of Daniel III, who is the subject of my son's book, and. Proud sister of Miss Valley Cody. I just wanted to briefly. Hello. I just wanted
Wait,
to briefly.
Where were you, Miss Clara?
Well, my son had to get me on. I don't know what the. I was about to come over and come down there. Okay. I just wanted to say briefly that I did enjoy the program. And the message of the two young men, both of their messages were so very well articulated.
Really?
And I
yes,
hope
ma'am.
that their message was able to give someone hope this evening.
Mm.
some, not just some father. Now, let's invite the mothers in. Some mother of an autistic, some mother, some parent, some caregiver of a special needs person. But I just hope there's nothing in the world like hope. When we wake up every morning, that's, the, you know, faith and hope. That's what I live by. But I just wanted to say, I just wanted to, I tried so long to get in. I just was just so happy to get over so I could just let them know how well their message was articulated. And that if just one person was able to get hope this evening, then I'm happy. And you see, I must have did something right. You bad daddy, right?
Well, Miss Clara, you truly proved that you can make a difference, and you affect the change because you brought Danny into this world. So without you doing that, then we wouldn't be sitting here right now talking about how Danny is making the difference in the lives of others as well. So we thank you so much for what you did, for the seed you planted in this man's life.
And it was thank you so very much, and you guys enjoy your evening. I'll get off so someone else
thank
can try to get
so
through.
Who else in the family?
Your auntie, tried to get in. As did your brother. Enjoy the evening. We are going to let some more. I'm going to get off, and I'm not going to tie your line up, and I'm going to let some more people get in. But good night.
Thank
and
you,
Ms.
Clara.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you so much, Dallin and Ms. Clara.
Preach.
I tell you, this is so much love, and I'm telling you, you know, you guys, like she said, your message, you know, it's made a difference for other people, not just for special needs parents, not just for parents in general, but for people. Because if you're able to make a difference and you take that acronym and you apply it to your life, whoever you are, whether you're a single parent, whether you're a parent or not, you're just a person saying, I'm living to make a difference. So, yes, you guys are making an impact on so many lives, whether you know it or not. They're not just in those do they call them, your target audience. You're making it in a broader aspect and not just that spectrum. So I tell you guys
indeed.
You're doing it. Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you.
Do we have anyone else? You're welcome. Anyone else want to make a statement or comment for the gentleman? All right.
You know, Aaliyah, I wanted to touch back on Dr. Womack's question from earlier. You know, he talked about, he asked Danny, how does he deal with it? And you know, Danny has 8 tips in his book, Thoroughly Immersed, about how to not only embrace but to enjoy raising your special needs child. And the very first tip that Danny puts in his book is to form a relationship with God. And he talks about the place that he went when he first got this diagnosis, the place that he went years later with his son to work some things out, and the place he continues to go now when he needs to have that guidance to go forward. And that place he calls the chamber. So, Danny, tell him real quickly about the chamber.
Well, the chamber, that's what I call it, and parents have been taking their children there for centuries. It's a deep, dark place. It's a place, physical place. You have to go with a deep, vast, dark, and peaceful, just you, God, and your child. And there is where you get the guidance, there's where you get the wisdom, and there's where you get understanding. It's a deep place you have to go. You have to be able to go there, just get into that spiritual place and just leave. Just leave this place, you know, and just go. It's the chamber. You got to go there. And that's how you find. That's the only way you're gonna make it. You can't do it on your own. It's not gonna work that way. You can't do it by physical force or anger. You don't do it. It don't work that way. It's not happening. But that's one of the keys to the chamber. That's the deep dark place you have to go spiritually, and find your solutions or those close to us, or solutions or whatever, or remedies or however you want to call it. Explanations with all your answers. And it can be timely. You can be in a chamber for months. You can be there for weeks. You can go there for a couple of minutes, but you got to go. Thanks, Dan, for bringing that up. Wow.
Not a problem. It's definitely an important point that we needed to get out there because, no, again, whether you're dealing with Danny's situation or you're dealing with Aaliyah's situation or you're dealing with Maya's situation or you're dealing with Miss Clara's situation, Dr. Womack's situation, Sonia's situation, we all need something to help us be able to push through when we're trying to make a difference. And it's that relationship with God that allows us to have that extra burst of energy, that new breath breathed into our life each and every morning that gives us another opportunity, that gives us another chance to go out there and make a difference. You know, you know that you're walking in purpose every time you take that breath because it's that opportunity.
Yes.
To once again make a difference for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Amen,
every day.
Amen. Daniel, you said that you guys had two book signings coming up. Tell me those book signings one more time because I want to post them.
Well, the first one is, of course, going to be in Chicago. July the 10th is going to be at the Robust Coffee House. That's on CC 3rd and Woodlawn.
Okay.
That's Sunday after church, 3 to 5. And then that Friday, it will be the 15th of July at the 3rd District Police Station. That's where I used to work. Thanks to the commander there, Darren Doss, who allowed me to have it, a good friend of mine. It's going to go off pretty well. It's going to be pleasant. I'm just going to enjoy both of them. It's going to be pretty nice. And after that, I'm going to have some other things going on. August, I'm trying to do at least two or three a month from this day forth because autism is here. It's here. It's football season, baseball season, basketball season. Autism is all year round. And it's not leaving. So it's constant, and I'm going to be constantly doing what I'm doing. It's not going anywhere. So as long as it's here, I'm here. So we'll keep moving.
Yes, indeed. And that book signing on July 10th, at the Robust Cafe is from 3 to 5 in the afternoon here in Chicago. And we are inviting everybody who's in the Chicagoland area that day to come through. It's a joint book signing. You can get a signed copy of Danny's book, A Father's Guide to Embracing and Enjoying a Special Needs Child. And you can also get a copy of my latest book that was a collaborative effort with the Men of Vision called The Power of Collaboration. And it was out of that collaboration that we were able to help Danny get his book out of his head and into the lives of many people whose lives are being changed as a result of it. So we'll be speaking on how you can use the power of collaboration in order to get your book done, or you can use the power of collaboration to get your ministry started, or you can use the power of collaboration to get your business off the ground. All these key things can happen through the power of collaboration. So come on out on July 10th from 3 to 5 at the Robust Cafe here in Chicago, and we're looking forward to seeing you.
And I'm sure that people if anybody listening who want to get a book out, I feel they have a story to tell, they need to come and meet Mr. Terrence Lethbridge. I mean, he can do it for me. He can do it for anybody. I mean, I'm sure there are people who have a story, who feel their story doesn't matter. If it's within you, you need to come out and at least meet Mr. Terrence Lefferts, and he can bring that book to fruition.
And thank you. Thank you for those kind words.
Well, gentlemen, did you all have any final words to leave with our listeners?
So, yeah, Aaliyah, if they can't wait to get his book right now, A Thoroughly Immersed, A Father's Guide to Embracing and Enjoying a Special Needs Child, they can also go online and purchase the book. And they can go to bit.ly/ Thoroughly Immersed Book. That's bit.ly/ Thoroughly Immersed Book. And they can get a copy of that book right now. And if you just can't wait to come see me in Chicago to get your copy of The Power of Collaboration, we got a bit.ly site for that book as well. And that is bit.ly/buy
POC now. That's bit.ly/buy POC now. And you can get the copies of those, of both those books right now. But if you want the signed copy, you got to come see us on July 10th.
Okay. Great, great, great. Well, we thank you guys for joining us this evening. We have thoroughly enjoyed both of you, and you've been such a blessing.
Thank you so much.
Been such a blessing to the audience, and I look forward to many, many great things from you. Daniel, this is just the beginning.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much. You mean a
lot.
You are
so welcome, so welcome. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But guys, we have had a great, great time with On Fire to Inspire. If you listened and you missed any of this interview, go back and listen to the recording. It will be available for replay in just a few more minutes, because you definitely want to hear all of the great nuggets and the powerful information that was given by these two kings. I tell you, it was truly, truly a blessing. You know, they're making a great impact by being able to live in their purpose and live on purpose. And that's what it's all about. It's time to stop existing, and it's time to start living the life that God created for you to live. If you are in the South Carolina area, I want you to be on high alert. I will be in Gaffney, South Carolina, doing a collaboration with Mr. Expect Greater Himself Empowerment Coach, Mr. Oh, goodness, his name just escaped me. I can't believe that happened. Mr. Edward Surratt, and we have an event coming up called On Fire and Expecting Greater next Friday at 6 p.m. at the Reconstruction Project that's located at 606 North Limestone Street. That is On Fire to Inspire and Mr. Expect Greater in one platform. I tell you, it's going to be off the charts. We're going to empower you. We're going to encourage you and push you so that you can move forward in the things that God has called you to. It's time to stop existing. It's time to stop procrastinating, and there's no more delay. So if you are in Gaffney, South Carolina, Charlotte, Greenville, Spartanburg, Greenwood, wherever you're in driving distance, you need to be there. It's a free event, so there's no excuse about ticket prices and this, that, and the other. It's time to get the end result, because there's someone that's waiting on you to get into position so that they can be blessed, because you can only tell your story to be a blessing to them. You're the one with the voice that has the answer to their story. You have the answer for them. So stop sitting on your gifts and talent and start being about your Father's business and living out the life He's called you to. I thank God for you listening tonight. My name is Aaliyah Butler. I am Miss On Fire to Inspire. And again, the replay for this interview will be available in just a few minutes. If you are in Gaffney, South Carolina, Spartanburg, Greenville, Charlotte, North Carolina, anywhere in the surrounding areas, let them know. We're going to be doing a lot of posting out there. What else is coming up? I'm trying to remember. There's so many different things coming up, but you guys keep on high alert. Stay, stay informed. Take a look at everything on onfiretoinspire.com, my website. I am available for booking. And this show actually is origination from my book, On Fire to Inspire, where God will wake me up in the midnight hour, give me words to empower, encourage, and just awaken. God said it was time for some people to be awakened. He said, awaken, arise, and move forward. I don't know who this word is for, whether you're listening live or you're listening to the replay. It's time for you to awaken, arise, and move forward. Because three things that he also said to me this year, he said, I need you to be intentional. I need you to be strategic, and I need you to move with momentum. So there's someone out there, whether you're not doing what you're supposed to do, I need you to arrive, awaken, and get that done. And for those of you who are already doing it, and you're always just, I'm doing it, but I'm not seeing the results. Well, guess what? Continue to do what he's called you to do. You're going to see manifestation, but you can't stop now. You can't stop now. Stay consistent. Continue not growing weary. Don't grow weary. Just keep moving forward. And I promise your gift is going to make room for you. Again, I'm Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Tune in each and every week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can listen to us. Make sure you download CW Radio. Network. Tell you that's a free download, and they are now playing On Fire to Inspire live and in person. I tell you, it's a blessing. I'm so glad and so honored to be a part of their platform, because they are not just national here, they're international. So again, your gift will make room for you. Thank you for tuning in, and we will talk next week. Have a blessed night.